Hello.
Hi, it's Abigail from Family First Care. You asked for a call?
Yeah, you know Abigail. This is Michael Wall. We spoke earlier.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Okay, so I basically just got off the phone with, I was trying to do the assessment with Timothy Tillman. And
yeah.
Basically, we started the assessment, but the lady basically said that we couldn't go any further because Timothy needed to answer questions on his own, and I was trying to, like, guide him through it, but she specified, like, if he can't do it on his own, then we can't go any further. So I'm trying to tell her, like, what don't you understand that he's mentally challenged? Like, I don't, if he can't answer the questions on his own, you know, there's no point of us even talking. So I just told her, like, I'm going to just go with a different company. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Do you have another company that you can work with?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of different home care companies. The state gave me a company to go to, but someone gave me the number to call Family First. That's why I called you guys. But
yeah.
I was trying to explain to her, but for her to see that, I'm like...
Yeah, Maximus is the company that I would think all agencies will go through. It's not our agency that's not allowing this. Something, I guess they want to speak with the patient. I understand that is really interesting. She should understand that the patient can't verbalize.
Exactly. So this is why I'm just going to go with somebody else because this is not, it's like I know other people that have, you know, that's going through the same thing, that's getting people into home health aides, and I don't understand why she was, like, we both, I had her on speakerphone, and she basically was verbalizing, like, you can't speak for him. I'm like, but ma'am, he can't only but tell you so much. Yes, or if I'm looking at him and telling him, so I don't know what her thing was.
Is
but
the patient able to speak, or maybe you can give him the answers before? Or he won't be able
I'm
to speak?
I'm sitting with my stepbrother now. So if you were to ask him, so he can hear you now. So if you can go ahead and you can get a generalization of what I'm talking about, you can go ahead and ask him some questions if you want.
No, it's not for me. I just want to know.
He can't, man.
Okay. Yeah. No problem.
Go ahead though. But go ahead. You can talk to him. He can hear you.
Okay. Hi. I would say that maybe I'll call in with you. Maybe that will be more helpful if I'm on the line, but I'm not sure. There's also different brokers that will pick up the phone. It could be another broker will be more lenient with this.
Yeah, I mean, she, you know, you would think that someone would be more sympathetic to what's going on, you know.
Yeah.
Someone doesn't like to be told 10 times a day that they can't do something. You understand what I'm trying to say? Like,
I totally understand.
Yeah, like that's...
I can try calling in with you in the morning. Would you want to do that?
I mean, I got to talk to my cousin first because my cousin gave me a number to call, so I'm going to call that number first. I just wanted to call you back because we spoke earlier, and I just wanted to let you know that
okay. If
I don't go through what it is because of the broker, I don't even know that lady's name, but she definitely wasn't somebody that I want to speak with again.
Right.
But
yeah, I'm saying if we would call again, we wouldn't be speaking with her. They will transfer us to
okay.
somebody else.
All right. Well, I'll try again in the morning.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.